Then they asked me if I go and dance for them. So I went and gave a little show one dinner time for them, and they all go.
Where did you give the show?
In the canteen. In the canteen.
Oh, tell me about that.
The old men want made me in the boiler yard. They told me I had to go because I wasn't going home to dinner. Go and give us a show. Go and give us a show. No, because you're getting into trouble. No, you won't. We're sick up for you. You'll be all right. Go and give us a show. Dad, I got my show in the canteen. They all clapped me and said, we'll have it again. We'll have it again. We'll have it again. But I never had it again.
So you did the dancing?
Yeah. I was dancing all the time. I lived on the dance floor. I was dancing every night nearly. At the Bath, Mercer's Hall, Prince's Hall, Cadena. Everywhere where there was a dance, my gang, my mate and myself, well, there was four of us. And my other friends, they all worked down at Quesley, so they had to go. They were working at Quesley, look, see? They had to go down there to work. Because you had to. There's no other way out. So they were there, so guarantee we used to get going at night and say, see you tomorrow, what time? 7 o'clock, ready. And that was it. And that was how it went on. Yeah. Saturday. And then we were getting the Yanks come. Then we got with the Yanks. And then they had this buzz every Sunday. So if you got there by 6 o'clock in the square, get on the bus, they take you to Ashchurch. And there we was, three on us, waiting in the square, ready to get on the bus, get to Ashchurch, dancing away the night. Oh, the beautiful American music and all the Yanks, all free. All free, all lovely. 1 o'clock in the morning, there's me walking down College Green. The moon's shining. Oh, open the door, they ain't going to shout at me when it opens the door.
Did many of the Fielding girls or Fielding men go to Ashchurch with the Yanks?
No, they never. No,
just you?
No, my two friends and myself, but they worked in Quesley, and I was the only one that worked at Fielding's. But no, because you had to know somebody to go to these places, you know. So down at Quesley, Doris, my mate, she knew them all down there, so she used to say to me, oh, we'll be all right. I know so-and-so, he'll get us in. He'll get us in, it'll be all right. No need to worry. I guarantee we got there. Yeah. Yeah, dancing every night, the Bath, Mercer's Hall, Prince's Hall, you name it, we was there. And that's the truth, and that was our life, and it was lovely. Up for work in the morning, many a time I've been walking through that dark, and my eyes is closed nearly, because I've only just got home, and I got to be at work for 7:30 at Fielding's. You had to be there for 7:30, and if you was late, you'd get into serious trouble.
What would happen?
Oh, you'd be late three times and then you'd get into serious trouble. You'd be brought in front of the boss. Mr. Bevan, he was a bugger. Oh, he was the head one too. He said, I can see him in his office now. I can see him tapping in his office now, and he had this window and he could see all the way through the factory. All the way, look all the way around the factory. And he said, look, and he said, watch people come in, go and do watch everything. He wasn't very nice, but I got the right side of him. I thought, oh, I am going to get the wrong side of him just in case something happened. But it seems as if it didn't matter what happened, because they couldn't sack you. They couldn't sack you in those days, but you had to put up with the trouble, because if you got the wrong side of them, they made your life a misery. You know what? Because I know they did.